It's our last item of the day, of the morning.
992, authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to acquire certain permanent and temporary property rights necessary for construction of the Southwest Capitol Highway Stormwater Improvements Project Number E10939 through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Commissioner Fish.
You want to say something?
Council President. What I was going to do is thank your fine team who was here ready to prepare, and they all left to go to lunch, I assume, right?
I just
wanted to appreciate that they sat here all morning and are willing to come back next week.
Thank you for that. They not only prepared a presentation, but we did a dress rehearsal yesterday, sent out a press release, so they were fired up to go. But I do think having a time certain gives us a little more freedom to present next week, so thank you very much. Colleagues, our final matter this morning is a multi-bureau project involving BES, PBOT, and the Water Bureau to improve Southwest Capitol Highway. This project includes stormwater management, new walkways and bikeways, and an upgraded water system. In order to build the green infrastructure necessary to manage the stormwater, BES will need to acquire certain property rights. We have BES staff here today to discuss the project, Joe Dvorak, engineering manager, Ruben Gonzalez, project manager, and Lisa Masinski, environmental specialist. Thank you all for being here. We set aside about 15 minutes. You get extra credit if you can do it in five.
Great, thank you, commissioners. My name is Joe Dvorak, for the record, with BES. So we'll talk a little bit about the project background. We'll show some slides of the property in question, and happy to answer any questions that you have. At this point, I'll turn it over to Lisa. Thanks.
Yep, for the record, I'm Lisa Moshinsky with the Bureau of Environmental Services. Portland's Bureau of Transportation, Bureau of Environmental Services, and Water Bureau working on coordination on street, stormwater, water main, and fire suppression improvements on Southwest Capitol Highway. This project will improve safety and mobility for all modes of travel while improving stormwater management, protecting water quality in local streams, and updating water supply infrastructure to meet modern demands. The project is focused on a 1-mile-long stretch of Southwest Capitol Highway from Multnomah Village to West Portland. The project has an estimated construction value of around $18 million, and Environmental Services has committed $10.5 million to the project. So just a little on the background. So BES has been engaged with residents in this neighborhood for several years due to the public and private stormwater issues that exist in this area. Unlike older parts of our city that developed with curbs and storm drains in the late 19th and early 20th century, this area was a semi-rural landscape annexed by the city in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s with no formalized stormwater infrastructure. This, combined with the steep slopes and low infiltrating soils, makes stormwater management in this area challenging. We see this project as an opportunity to collect and manage runoff from the new transportation system improvements, as well as incorporating surrounded drainage areas as part of a regional strategy, which will maximize the impact of the project. In total, the stormwater system improvements will manage and treat an area of about 50 acres, which includes the project footprint of about 6 acres. So this project has been a long community priority for the transportation stormwater improvements. Design of the current project has had a robust public involvement process that began in 2016 and continues today. The Capitol Highway Subcommittee, a subset of the Volunteer Multnomah Neighborhood Association, has served as a sounding board for the project design elements and construction impacts. PBOT and BES staff performed 55 property visits or consultations to provide adjacent property owners information on the project impacts and to hear concerns. 3 project newsletters have been sent to 688 physical addresses. 10 e-bulletins have been sent to a large email text distribution list that includes now more than 1,000 people. Large open houses with detailed project information were held, office hour events and staff tabling at other open houses, and a construction-focused open house is planned for later this fall. We did specific outreach, including letters, emails, phone calls, and site visits to the properties affected by the acquisition of the property rights, and have been having ongoing communication over the past year of design work. So I'm going to turn it over to Ruben, who's going to cover a bit more on the project specifics.
Good afternoon, Madam President and Commissioners. Ruben Gonzalez with Bureau of Environmental Services, Design Services Division. Environmental Services completed a stormwater concept design analysis in 2016 that identified opportunities for neighborhood scale or regional stormwater facilities to treat and slow stormwater. And we did subsequent planning to identify suitable locations. The concept and initial design also included 24 distributed stormwater facilities or green streets, which were to be lined due to geotechnical concerns to prevent infiltration and would have been placed within the multimodal transportation improvements integrated into the proposed PBOT improvements. At the 30% design stage, BES's Asset Systems Management Division tested the effectiveness of the proposed project scope with a series of alternatives. This effort resulted in the removal of 24 distributed stormwater facilities and the retention of the four regional facilities, which will result in a capital and life cycle savings of $1.4 million and $2.5 million, respectively. The BES project scope now includes a new stormwater collection and conveyance system in the roadway totaling about 7,000 linear feet. Flow from the new collection system will be routed to the four new regional stormwater treatment and detention facilities, which will improve water quality and protect downstream infrastructure and natural assets in the three local streams to which they discharge, Woods, Tryon, and Vermont Creeks. As mentioned, collectively, the regional facilities will treat and manage stormwater from within the 6-acre project area, as well as additional areas totaling nearly 50 acres. And the system as a whole has been designed with future development and system expansion in mind. As can be seen from the graphic, two of the facilities will be located along Multnomah Boulevard west of 40th Avenue, one on Dolph Court just east of Capitol Highway, and one at the end of 42nd Avenue near Woods Memorial Natural Area. Two of the four regional stormwater facilities, North and South Multnomah Boulevard facilities, require permanent and temporary property rights as described in the proposed legislation. A rendering of the South Multnomah stormwater facility is shown here. Two vacant tax lots adjacent to the south of the Southwest Multnomah Boulevard right-of-way between 45th and 40th Avenues are required for the South Multnomah regional facility. In addition, temporary construction easements and permanent easements are necessary at the properties adjacent to the South Multnomah facility for construction staging and to construct the maintenance access driveway and retaining walls.
But just to be clear, that major pond area, that's on property that Environmental Services owns?
No, those two properties shown, those are the vacant tax lots that we'll be working to acquire.
They're vacant?
Yes, they're vacant.
Thank you.
A rendering of the North Stormwater Regional Facility is shown here. A temporary access easement and a temporary construction easement at adjacent property, which is a post office, is requested to construct this facility. The costs incurred in connection with the acquisition authorized herein shall be charged to the sewer operating fund fiscal year 2019 to 2020 budget, BES project number E10939.L65. To accomplish the project's goals and to construct the project as designed, the city must acquire the property interest rights described and depicted in exhibits A through V by March of 2020. So construction of the construction of the project can begin on schedule. And we'll thank you for your time and be happy to answer any questions.
Could you just go back to the slide showing the post office, please? The map, the one before that. So does it require taking the parking area as well as the grassy area?
Yes, as you can see, a portion of the post office parking lot will be reserved for construction, construction staging and storage easement area. And then the northern portion, kind of on the northeast corner there, will be an access easement where we'll redirect traffic through the post office to reconnect it to the exit on Southwest 40th Avenue.
And these are, just to clarify, these are temporary for the post office, temporary property rights during construction.
Okay, that was my question, yeah. Okay, and then, if I may, the Dolph Court site that you showed, that has properties, on the circle where you showed it, that has houses on it. So is that, are you tending to acquire houses?
excuse me, that graphic is perhaps a little bit inaccurate with the depiction of the oval there.
It's on the south side,
the facility is on a vacant land that BES acquired in, I believe, 2016.
Okay, that's what I thought, because where that circle is, I used to live. So, are we planning to acquire any buildings?
No.
Great. Does anybody else have any questions? Thank you very much for your presentation. You got us done at 1 o'clock. Anybody signed up to testify, Carla?
I've got lightning left.
All right.
Is this time sensitive?
Yes.
I move to put an emergency clause on this this ordinance.
Second.
For the purpose of, it's in the public interest to get this done as quickly as possible.
We have a second?
Yeah.
Commissioner Udaly seconded it.
Oh, I seconded a long time ago.
I seconded it before you. I just.
I'm sitting this side.
Okay. My
voice is a little hoarse.
It's yeah. Quite all right. Please call vote on the amendment, the roll on the amendment.
Udaly?
This is on the amendment to add the emergency.
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. And now call the roll on the final ordinance, which is now an emergency.
Udaly?
Great project. Happy about the collaboration between three bureaus and three commissioners' offices. Love to see more of this moving forward. I vote aye.
Fish.
Commissioner Daly, thank you for highlighting that, because I think in the last few years we've really made great strides in particularly the way in which the infrastructure bureaus work together, plan together, do community engagement and the like. And the fact, actually, that an item of this significance that's been in the pipeline for so long has not generated any public testimony today, even though someone could come and object or express a concern, just tells you how effective the outreach has been in the community conversation. So thanks to the team for their good work, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, on behalf of my neighbors in Southwest, I'm going to say thank you very, very much. I'm sure they would love to have been here, but there's such gratitude that this project is finally getting done. I actually walked that entire section last night, and I'm going to be so happy to be able to actually walk on a sidewalk from Barber Boulevard to Multnomah Village. And I'm also really happy that you did purchase the property opposite where I used to live, because I'm pretty sure that my aging cat is in there somewhere. She went missing at the end of her long and happy life, so I will be thinking of that property's name as Lucy's Pond. And I'm really happy that you're going to be able to do it. Aye. With that, our agenda is completed, and we are adjourned until 2 o'clock.
Good job. Thank you.